Good morning. It's a great, beautiful start to a Wednesday morning. I was up early, earlier than normal, knowing that I was needing to choose a different new devotional focus for my prayer time and for this broadcast. And that came about a little quicker than I anticipated. And so broadcasting a little bit early this morning. It's good to be back with a solid connection inside. While I enjoy the outside broadcast, I seem to have difficulties connecting either with Facebook or YouTube. Sometimes one, sometimes the other. So we'll keep working on that and do some more outdoor broadcast over the weekend. Just see what happens. But anyhow, I'm excited to be starting with you a journey through a devotional journal I wrote 5 years ago. I was surprised when I went through it and saw that copyright date of 2015. But it's called Walk This Way. And I think it's a good follow-up to Living Free. And so it's a 31-day devotional journal. And we'll be looking at different ways that God would want us to direct our path, that He would want to direct our path, how we ought to walk or live this life. And today's focus, as I spent some time with God in this journal, is walk a blameless path. The psalmist writes, it says, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord?" And part of that answer is it's he who walks a blameless path. Now, if you spend very much time in reading God's Word at all and allowing it to impact your life, you probably figure out pretty quickly that that's not you. At least not of your own power and your own might to walk a blameless path. Isn't something any of us have been able to do on our own. And yet, Jesus comes along and provides a way for us to be blameless before God. Being blameless doesn't necessarily mean we're perfect. It means that nothing sticks. I grew up in an era of Ronald Reagan that was referred to at times as a Teflon president, at least if my memory serves me correctly, because it seemed nothing would stick. And regardless of political views or not, that's the kind of life that God wants us to live, such that nothing, no accusation would have reason to stick against us. That the wrongs we do, the sins that we commit against God and against one another would be dealt with. That we've sought forgiveness, that we've gone to the party that we've sinned against. And we've done our part to make it right. You see, when we do that, then any accusations really have no grounds to stick against us. We've dealt with it. We've put it aside. We've made it right to the best of our ability. You see, it's in that context that we walk a blameless path before God because we've gone to Jesus and through Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so as we come before God and He examines us, He sees the blood of His Son covering us. The clothing of His Spirit embracing us. Our sins washed away. No accusation that the enemy could level against us would stand. It's quite an enjoyable life to not have to look over your shoulder. to never wonder when such and such will come up and come back to haunt you. As we live in an era of instantaneous access to information and an instantaneous ability to broadcast that information, it seems rarely a week goes by but what some public figure somewhere is brought down by a disclosure of something he did, something he said. That was not appropriate, that had not been dealt with, that in today's culture, even if it had been dealt with, has been discovered and used against them. And in this world, in the culture we live in, it's nearly impossible to walk a blameless path among people. But I believe it's similar to God's instructions as far as to being at peace with others as far as it is possible with you. And so even with other people, as we seek to make things right, to resolve the things that we've done and the things that we've said that were not appropriate, we can do as best according to our side, according to our ability, walk a blameless path. But the more important part is to walk that blameless path before God. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, that's walking a blameless path like no other. Because it's not done out of your power or your ability. It's done out of your obedience and your submission. It's done not out of your pride and arrogance, but out of your humility and willingness to admit your wrongdoing, to turn from it, to seek with all of your might, with God's help, to live differently. You see, we live in a time where second chances are hard to come by in this world. But second chances and third and fourth and so on are God's specialties. To draw us back to Himself, to put us back on that blameless path, to wash us, renew us, to set us free. We spent a month talking about living free because of God's Word and because of our ability to gaze into His perfect law and find that freedom. Well, how we use that freedom is incorporated into how we live life every day. How we walk. And the foundational element that ought to give us great hope and peace, especially hope and peace with God, is that we're able to walk a blameless path. God is not the accuser. He's not trying to catch us doing things wrong. Our enemy, the devil, he's the accuser. He's the one that tries to catch us and present that as evidence before God that we don't belong. And it's as we live life in Christ, we recognize this, nothing sticks. No matter what Satan will try to use against us, God's response is, I've taken care of that. I've forgiven him. I've washed her. That no longer applies. In my eyes, they're blameless because they've dealt with it through Jesus Christ. As we pray this morning, I would encourage you to spend some time examining the path that you walk each day. When I have opportunity to go out hiking, either on my own or with my family, I tend to pay careful attention most of the time to the path that I'm on. One, I want to know that it's the path that will take me to the place that I want to be, the site that I want to see, and that it's the path that will return me back to my vehicle or the place that I'm staying. I also want to pay close attention to the path that I'm on so that I don't stumble. I don't find myself face down in the mud or off the edge of a cliff or something. I want to pay close attention to the path that I'm on so I don't encounter some unseen and unknown danger. And as we walk this path, this blameless path, we will be spending time over the next month examining this path that we walk for those very same reasons, to make sure the path we're on is taking us where we want to be, to make sure this path that we're on will lead us home, to make sure the path we're on that we're able to avoid the dangers, the things that could harm us and even destroy us. And that's why I felt it was important, after spending the month going about living free, to say, okay, now let's look at our path. And so as we pray, I would encourage you to examine that path. And then recognize, even through all of your examination, that you have the choice. You have the opportunity to be on the path that leads to eternal life, that leads you home, that has been smoothed out before you already. A path that's lived in Jesus. And as you pray, examine where you're at, what path you're walking, and what adjustments that God would have you to make so that you too can walk a blameless path. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you have given us Jesus to wash away our sins, to bring forgiveness into our life, to make it so that we can walk a blameless path. Father, help us today to fully examine the path that we're walking, to see if blameless is a part of that path, to see if we're walking on the path that you have set out for us, or whether we're walking on our own path. Father, help us to constantly seek your direction, that your word would indeed be a lamp and a light unto our path and our feet. That by following that path that is lit by your word, that we would be able to stand before you, to kneel before you, to bow, to prostrate ourselves, that to lie before you fully blameless. Oh, Father, may we live a life that seeks to make our wrongs right to the best of our ability, and when we've reached the end of our ability, through the power of your Spirit and your might and through the blood of Jesus. And as we do those things, that nothing the world would throw at us, nothing the enemy would hurl our way would have reason to stick. That we are being presented to you as a spotless and pure bride. Father, I pray continually that you would help us to watch out for and to train up and to teach and to model this blameless life before the children around us. Those children in our homes, our communities, our churches, the children that watch us, that listen to us, even when we're not sure they're listening at all. And they would see in us how to live a blameless life, even when we do wrong. That we would model and practice the seeking forgiveness and offering forgiveness and restoring relationships, making things right that were broken. That they would see it in the way we treat them, and they would see it in the way we treat others. Father, may we walk this path, not just for our own benefit, but to help others to see it more clearly, to find it, to walk on it also. God, as we live in an era and a culture where accusations fly abundantly, may we not get caught up in that either, in as the role of accuser or the role of being accused. As your word teaches us, may we live such a good life that even the pagans, even those that don't know you yet, would see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. And Father, as we live that way, we find ourselves living and walking that blameless path. And so God, today, may the words of our mouth, may the words that we type and share, and the posts that we put on social media, and the memes that we toss around, may they not be words and memes and postings that would bring dishonor to you or to us. May they not be a buildup of ammunition that can be used against us at a later time. May we be careful with the things that we say, the things that we do, the things that we post. And may we live with confidence, knowing that Jesus is enough. That living life in Him, that fully immersing myself into Him and living by His Spirit is enough to make me blameless before You. Father, give me the courage and humility. For each of us, may we have that combination in full to help us in our desire and our ability to walk this blameless path. And may our trust in You grow daily as we lift up Jesus, as we follow Him in this path that we're walking, as we learn from Him each day, and as we make Him known through our very life. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me, and I do pray that you will be encouraged over this next month as we consider how you walk, what your life looks like on a day-to-day basis. And I pray that you would walk a blameless path. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.